This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Being invited to the White House is always a good thing. The only problem that I have is the occupant in the White House.
Yeah, some Dodger fans not too happy with the Dodgers. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. Mike Simpson with you today. Coming up, West Hollywood pickpocketing capital of the world, Malibu rebuilding. Some people questioning whether that should happen right along the coast. But we're going to start with the World Series champs accepting an invitation to go to the White House next month and meet President Trump. Some of the comment sections on the posts about this, full of people saying, I wish you'd say no. We sent our John Baird out to talk to people.
Fans on X, formerly Twitter, think the Dodgers are striking out by accepting an invitation from Donald Trump to visit the White House. One person said they have no integrity. Another said it was a slap in the face to their fans, people of color. Outside a Westchester coffee place, there were some mixed reactions. Some of their fans are kind of going off saying they shouldn't go. Other people saying, come on, it's tradition, they should go. What do you think?
Tradition, they should go.
For sure.
Yes.
Leave the politics out of it.
No politics. Trump will have a good time with those guys anyway.
I wouldn't go.
Right.
Not a Trump fan at all. I don't like anything he does, so I wouldn't go.
The Dodgers will visit the White House on April 7th while on a road trip to play the Nationals. They will also pay a visit to the Capitol the next day.
Are you ready for the Olympics in 2028? Well, we've learned today what's been rumored, that not all the events are actually going to be held in the city of Los Angeles. More from Craig Figner, KNX News City Hall Bureau.
Yeah, this is really going to be, for many people, some surprising news. There were aquatic events that were supposed to be held at USC. Apparently, that venue is no longer available for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympics. So those aquatic events will be moved to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. There were four equestrian events scheduled to be held in the Sepulveda Basin here in Los Angeles. They're going to be moved to the Inland Empire, to Temecula. And then basketball, which had been envisioned for the Los Angeles Convention Center, which needs a billion-dollar upgrade that the city can't afford. Well, they're now going to be moved to Intuit Dome. And then there's a canoe kayak event that's looks like it's on track to be held in Oklahoma City for the LA 2028 Olympics. Los Angeles just doesn't have the tens of millions of dollars needed to build out that special canoe venue. It would be kind of a one-time use thing. The chair of the Olympics committee is Council President Marquis Harris Dawson. He started things out this morning saying the Olympics are great, but they can't run a deficit.
As many of you know, the city is on the hook for $270 million should LA 28 and the city suffer a loss as a result of the games. After that, the debt goes to the state of California. Then after that, it comes back to the city of LA. We absolutely cannot afford that under any circumstance. We can't even afford half of that.
There are some changes that do bring some sports into Los Angeles, Vicky. LA's Crypto Arena now scheduled, this could change, but now scheduled to host the gymnastics events, and then skateboarding and BMX, which are newer sports to the Olympics. Looks like they'll be held in the Valley.
To the city of industry now. We told you about this parking lot that was taken over by homeless people. They've been living in the vacant RVs. We got an update. Cleaning is getting going. This is near Azusa and Gale, leased out to a number of companies for storage. KCAL News says the people staying in the RVs, they got to be out by next week, and some of them say they've been there a long time.
Probably about 2 months. It's pretty real that we got to get out of here.
About 50 RVs being stored there, broken into, also reportedly fires, other kinds of vandalism. Some people who work at this Nissan dealership across the street used the lot for overflow say the homeless have stolen tires and stolen gas, and they are scared to go over there. West Hollywood, watch out for pickpocketers. There was this public safety meeting the other night. One of the people running it said, "We have become known as the cell phone theft capital of the world. What can we do about it?" Here's a sergeant with the sheriff's department who says, "Look, the thieves go where the crowds are."
We'd like to remind people with summer and pride season coming up that, you know, obviously those districts in that area is going to be increasing in numbers. Just to keep their items safe, put them in their front pockets, keep purses and bags closed and sealed.
He says you got to be aware, security should share photos of suspects. So last year, nearly 400 cases of thefts, about 7 arrests. That was it. The rebuilding from our fires, it's going to take a long time. Yeah, we've talked a lot about this. And there's some thoughts about the, quote, right way to do this. We got an update from the mayor of Malibu. That's Doug Stewart. We asked about this piece in the LA Times. The headline, it goes like this. They lost their coastal homes. Should they rebuild along a rising sea?
Everybody that owns a house that burned at the shoreline deserves an opportunity to rebuild that house. They owned it. If it hadn't been for the fire, they'd be in it this morning. So we need to let them have an opportunity to put their house back where it was. If they want to sell it to someone else as a vacant lot, so be it. But in terms of taking care of the residents that need to rebuild their homes, we're trying to take care of those people, get them back in their homes, protect the shoreline. What people forget, those homes are quite often a seawall to protect PCH and the beach. If we didn't have those homes there, the ocean would take back probably parts of PCH and you wouldn't even have it there. So there's multiple reasons to be there. Most of all is to take care of our residents, get them back in their homes.
The city's been doing these localized meetings to hear concerns in different areas, you know, different neighborhoods. So what are some of the through lines? What do people need the most help with right now?
Well, as you may know, we have a rebuild center set up. It's a one-stop shop. We actually set it up across the parking lot in another building right next to City Hall. And it's a unified place where you have a concurrent effort to solve problems for people's rebuilds. They come in, they're talking to the fire department, the water district, our building and safety, and so forth, all in one place. And we think that's working out reasonably well. Now, of course, there's always bumps, and we're still all learning how to do this right. But at the same time, I think people are starting to recover. They're starting to talk more to their insurance companies. They're doing settlements. They're talking to contractors, architects. We're moving along. And I think progress is going to start showing up here real soon with some actual physical work on the ground. But as the Corps of Engineers and private contractors have to remove the debris first, and as soon as that's out of the way, I think you're going to start seeing hammers and nails.
Again, the mayor of Malibu there, Doug Stewart. Look for a little break on your utility bills next month if you live around here. California's spring climate credit set to kick in. Money generated from the state's cap and trade program requires the big power providers, large industry, to buy permits on the pollution they produce. The Daily News says SoCal Edison customers will see a $56 credit. Customers with SoCal Gas, you're getting $86 deducted from April. The credits come twice a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. The governor put up this whole post about how the state's holding polluters accountable. Some of the comments, kind of as you'd expect, well, great, I like extra money, but the bills are too high. One guy wrote in, "Thanks for the crumbs." LAPD looking to cut down on the number of people that are hurt during crashes while pursuits are going on. Crashes that hurt the innocent drivers, passengers, bystanders. Here's a deputy chief talking to the police commission about one of the reasons why this is happening.
Part of the issue is that your third parties are completely unaware of what's happening around them.
Yeah, so translation. Sometimes the suspect is so far ahead of the officers because they're going so fast that people can't actually hear the sirens.
Either we were in tracking mode or the suspect had gone so far, so fast and left the officers behind that the presence of lights and sirens may not have been a factor in alerting the community of the potential danger of the person who's driving.
So what are they doing? Well, they've started adding a supervisor to really actively monitor things. Where's the dividing line between needing to chase somebody and then the risk to the public? Also easier for them to live stream the pursuits now, easier than it used to be. About a third of chases between April of 2023 and this past February, those ended in crashes, and the majority of people who got hurt, they were innocent. All right, quick break, and then NASA is taking a look at our flowers and also the prettiest schools. NASA, JPL in La Cañada, studying California's wildflowers from space. You know when we get those super blooms? So here's Karen Adams.
The super blooms here in Southern California turn our brown hillsides into colorful landscapes. The JPL's Dave Schimmel says there's a lot to learn from them. And in a first-of-its-kind study, he says they're using space-based instruments and flying an imaging spectrometer over the flowers to better understand our ever-changing planet.
So by being able to capture them from space with instruments surveillance that come over on a regular basis so that we can begin to get systematic data. We can begin to understand how the annual cycle of rainfall and the year-to-year variation in rainfall is controlling the reproduction of these really important plant species.
The three-year study will also be mapping native shrubs with the goal of predicting superblooms to help farmers and natural resource managers who rely on them.
And to close out, the six colleges that are the most beautiful in the U.S., five, we've got them, because that's what the kids are looking for, right? Architecture, grand vistas. Anyway, this comes from Condé Nast. They love Caltech in Pasadena, College of the Desert, UCLA, USC, University of San Diego, and Stanford. So yeah, really pretty, but you got to be pretty smart, and they're going to be pretty expensive. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 at LACarGuy.com.